Skype caller Steve in Mexico City. Go ahead, Steve. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Josh. George, just a comment. Listened since the early days of Artel, and this is the first time I've called.
Well, good. I'm glad you got through.
Well, I'm calling because I was compelled to by what I'd heard about Robert. You know, Josh, apart from your desire for a grand experiment, you know, there are some things to consider. That if this, did you have a chance to examine the real doll?
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's what I was doing. I was down there examining the actual Robert the doll, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you, if I may, did you see anything that resembles a sigil or any kind of sealing device? Usually around the neck or the back of its head or at the solar plexus, anything that resembles a sigil of any kind?
I don't remember anything like that. One thing that I did notice that was weird, though, is that when I viewed the doll under UV light, aside from some of the stains, on his right, just above his right wrist, sort of a star-shaped symbol appeared.
Oh, boy. There you go.
What does that mean, Steve?
Well, look, you know, we could go on for, and George certainly knows people who could help him with this as well, but I just wanted to say that if the facsimile doll was constructed anywhere near this doll, and it does resemble it, you could have some transference. You see, because the restriction is due to its physical shape. And if it was an accurate copy, there could be some sharing, if you know what I mean.
Well, you know, the one that George has in his, not physical possession yet, but in his spiritual possession, maybe, it doesn't look identical to Robert the doll. I mean, Robert the doll is about 3 feet tall. The doll that George has is probably about 12 to 14 inches tall. And it's definitely patterned after Robert. I mean, it's custom made because it's got a little lion just like Robert has.
It's got an anchor on. It looks like he's got an anchor on his clothes.
Yeah, he's a little sailor. Yeah. He's designed to be like a little sailor wearing kind of an off-white outfit and hat with a navy blue trim. Then those coal black eyes, you know, are the thing that really stands out most. Mm-hmm.
So the identifying aspects of the doll were replicated in the copy. That's the thing.
Yeah, absolutely. No doubt about that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Could be sufficient for some kind of a sharing. I mean, Marianne Wachowski and people like that would certainly, I think, mirror what I'm saying, that if the thing was bound with a sigil, if it was constructed by someone adept in voodoo, candomblé, or Santeria, it probably has something attached to it, and I would raise a great deal of caution.
Steve, for people listening who don't know what a sigil is, how would you define and describe that?
Well, that's our Skype line. I think he's
gone. Oh, okay.
Okay. But I think his warning, one must take heed by that, Josh.
There's something very unnerving about standing next to him and seeing those walls plastered with letters from people who are giving you so many examples of bad stuff that's happened. For example, I'll read you one right here. There's one on the wall. It says, "Warning, don't photograph." It says, "Robert, I should have listened to those who warned me about photographing you. I paid for the few photos I took. Listed below is the trouble you caused me. Number one, my two favorite souvenirs from Key West came up missing. Number two, upon returning my car rental, an unexplained $50 charge showed up on my credit card. Number three, the hotel I had a reservation at, you gave my room to someone else. Number four, on my return flight home, you gave me the same seat number as another passenger. Number five, when I went to retrieve my luggage at the airport, it wasn't on the carousel it was assigned to. You put it two carousels further down. Mine was the only one that was on the wrong carousel. Number six, you had My Loving Cat Greet My Return Home by Biting Me. And number seven, you made me late to work on my first day back from the vacation.
Thanks, he blames Robert for all that stuff.
Yeah, and it's just it's the speed with which these events sort of transpire. But, hey, the person started off the letter by saying, I didn't take this seriously. I didn't ask permission. But I went down there, and I asked permission for all of us, George, you know, on the behalf of your staff and all the listeners here. And I think if I'd gone down there reckless and I didn't really show that level of respect, maybe we'd have something to worry about. But now I think at the most he just might want to give us a few little demonstrations of what he can accomplish so that we take it seriously enough to discuss on this show.